God has given each one of us unique, amazing, stunning gifts and abilities. But for what purpose? To what end? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode, Afresh. She walks out onto the stage of this huge auditorium, all dark, just the one spotlight on this virtuoso violinist. Not a sound. She tucks the violin under her chin, lifts the bow to the strings, and begins to play. And for the next hour and a half, plays the most amazing, the most beautiful, the most enchanting music. The technique, the emotion. How can she make her fingers move like that? How can one person be so brilliant? The performance comes to an end. She takes a bow. The lights come on, and there they are. Thousands of empty seats. Not one other person in the auditorium, apart from the virtuoso violinist. It's one thing to discover who you are and to do the things you were made to do. That's wonderful. It's fantastic. But without other people to benefit from that, it just doesn't make sense, does it? Romans chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. In the same way, we are many people, but in Christ, we are all one body. We are the parts of that body, and each part belongs to the other. We all have different gifts. Each gift came because of the grace that God gave us. See, we were all made to be part of the one body. And here's the bit that I really love. We each belong to one another. So the whole point of gifts, the abilities that God gives us, is that they should benefit others. Bottom line, please make sure that you use your unique, amazing, stunning gifts and abilities to bless others. Anything else, well, it just doesn't make sense, does it? That's God's word. Fresh for you today. The moment you step out and decide to use your gifts and abilities for others, you are going to run into opposition. It's just the way it is. And at that point, it's tempting, very tempting, simply to give up. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Shouldn't It Be Easier Than This, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.